Welcome to Antigua, West Indies, beautiful place. You're going to hear a little wind, you're going to hear some surf, maybe a jet ski. It's all part of Antigua. Now, we have been coming here since the spring of 2008 on rotary projects in the schools. And when we first came here, there was no coffee shop, no coffee to get, no good coffee to get, no coffee shops, no espresso drinks. The swill they served at the hotel was horrible. By the next year, we decided we've gotta bring vias. And then two years later, coffee shop, espresso shop, with breakfast too, great. Another one opened. Fast forward to 2019, and a third one in the area where we stay opened, and I'm gonna point it out. It is called Simply Coffee. You walk in, everything is bright white. Shiny bar, white tables, white chairs, white walls, everything is white. It is so pristine. Big 70-inch monitor with the menus on. You go into their adjacent room, which is a little more for dining, and it's brown, natural wood. It's just beautiful. And it is an attractive place to want to go to. And your business or your client's business should be the same. Two stories. A number of years ago, a friend and I went down to Bend, Oregon to visit the owners of a manufacturing business, a machine shop. And their wealth manager had suggested they think about selling. They weren't ready, but it was a great trip. Afterwards, we talked and we said, this is a machine shop and we felt we could eat off the floor. What an attractive place. Contrast that to another business, and I knew the owner, so I was surprised. We got there, the employees are eating lunch in their cars, and we are thinking, what's going on? And then we walked in. Dirty, filthy walls, frayed, torn carpet, you know, everything a mess. And that was the good part, because when they took us on a tour, we walked through the lunchroom, and it looked dirtier than any machine shop I've seen. They needed pressure washing. Of course, the back was a dirty machine shop, unlike the one in Bend, Oregon. So what's the point of all this? The point is, if you own a business, you want to make it attractive to employees and customers and buyers. When it comes to a deal, open kimono, everything is shown to the buyer, nothing held back. Now, what if you're a buyer? You know, first of all, you want to not overwhelm the seller. You want to ask good questions, move swift, prevent seller remorse, and realize there are no perfect businesses and no perfect deals. You are looking for where you fit in and there's opportunity. The first appearance, the first impression is the best. Thanks for watching and listening.